The courtyard of a keva. There are caves that hold kfaros, and these caves are open on all four sides to this chatu. Somebody who stands inside this chatu akeva would be tar, as long as the chatu akeva is at least 4 amos wide, according to Beis Shammai. As Beis Shammai held the chatu that's 4 amos wide, that the person who stands there, as long as he doesn't come into contact with the kfaros itself, would be tar. Beis Hillel Aimrim Arba Tzvachim. Beis Hillel says that the chatur does not have to be 4 amos wide, as long as it's 4 tzvachim wide, a person who stands in that chatur akeva would be tar, even though it's surrounded by kfaros that's inside caves that open up to this chatur. But if the chatur is less than 4 tzvachim wide, then somebody who stands in that chatur would be tamei, even though he didn't come into contact with the kfaros. This is a gzera midera banan, as we're afraid that if he stands in a chatur akeva that's so small, he might end up stepping over or putting his hand over the kfaros. Now this is talking about where the caves that hold the kfaros open up on all four sides to the chaser. But if the caves that hold the kfaros only open up on 3 sides to the chaser and the 4th side of the chaser is open, in such a case somebody who stands in a chaser, even if it's only a minimal size, would be tall, as long as he doesn't come into contact or put his hand over the kfaros. Now even though normally the rabbanim were geyser, that somebody who comes within 4 amos of a maze or of a keva would be tamei, but in this case, since it's standing in a chatur with clearly marked boundaries, the rabbanim were not gozer that somebody who is within 4 amos of a keva is tamei, since it's standing in a chatur. Kai rasha asa goylo lekeva. Bein omedes bein mutal tzida ein tamei ela keneged hapesem. A din that was used as a cover to a keva. The din is that something that's used as a cover to a keva is called a goyla, and it has the same tumah as the mace itself. Now this beam is longer than the keva, so it sticks out on both sides. Whether the beam is standing upright or whether it's on its side, in both cases the din is the same. There's somebody who comes into contact with the keva that's directly opposite the path of the opening of the keva would be tamei, but if he comes into contact with a part of the keva that sticks out on both sides of the keva, he would not become tamei. Even though we said that a goyla, something that is used as a cover for a keva, has the same din of the keva, but only the part of the keva that's above the keva has the din of a goyla, but the parts of the keva that stick out on both sides of the keva do not have the din of a goyla, and somebody who touches that part of the beam would be taught. Asa reisha goyla lekeva. If he used only the end of the beam as a goyla for the keva, meaning he stuck the beam into the opening of the keva upright, and he was using only the end of the beam that was covering up the keva as a goyla for the keva, in such a case, ain't tamei ela ad arba tzvachim. Uvizman shu asid lager. Only somebody who comes into contact with the part of the beam that's within 4 tzvachim from the keva would become tamei. Only that part of the beam is considered a goyla lekeva, but the rest of the beam that sticks up high is not considered a goyla lekeva, as long as he plans on cutting off that part of the beam. If he plans on cutting off the part of the beam that's more than 4 tzvachim above the keva, that part of the beam is not considered a goyla lekeva, even though it's directly above the keva, and therefore somebody who touches that part of the beam would not become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Kula Chiba. Rabbi Yehuda says in this case, the entire beam is considered a chiba. It's all attached, meaning to say the entire beam is considered a goyla lekeva, even though he plans on cutting off the part of the beam that's more than 4 tzvachim above the keva. Kozman, that he did not yet cut off that part of the beam, the entire beam is considered a goyla lekeva. Anybody who touches the beam would become tamei, even though he touched a part of the beam that's more than 4 tzvachim above the keva. An earthenware bound that was filled with liquid that are tar, and the chavis was tightly sealed, and it was made into a goyla for a keva. This chavis was used to cover up the keva. And again, tamei tuma shiva. Somebody who touches the chavis would be tamei for 7 days. As we said in the previous mishnah, that a goyla, a cover for a keva, has the same din as the mace. And somebody who touches it becomes tamei for 7 days, as if he touched the mace itself. But the chavis, the actual earthenware bound, and the mashkin inside of them would be tar. Even though this chavis, which is being used as a goyla for a keva, would cause somebody who touches it to be tamei for 7 days, as if he touches a mace, but the chavis and the mashkin inside of it would be tar. And since an earthenware kli, it's only makabel tumah from the interior, not from the exterior, And it's mukefet mipsil, tightly sealed with the cover. So the tumah cannot penetrate it and cannot get to the inside to be metame. So it remains tar, even though it has a din of a gailo, and somebody who touches it would be tame for 7 days. The hema shall also gailo lekever. Hanogamba tame tumah shiva. An animal that was made into a gailo for a kever, you temporarily use an animal as a cover for a kever. Somebody who touches this animal would be tame for 7 days. And even an animal would have a din of a gailo and would be metame, somebody who touches it for 7 days, even though a behema cannot become tame while it's still alive. Rabbi Meir Aymer, kol sheyesh bo ruach chayim, eino metame mishum gailo. A Meir says any living being cannot have a din of a gailo and would not be metame, somebody who touches it. And since a living being other than a person cannot become tame, it cannot have a din of a gailo and cannot be metame, the person who touches it for 7 days.